This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Medical notes this week. A lot of people who have a sleepless night hope they can find time for a nap the next day to make up for it. But a new study in the journal Sleep shows that that doesn't work. Scientists say 30 to 60 minute naps have no effect on relieving sleep deprivation, but it might reduce the number of errors you make. If a daytime nap gets you another 10 minutes of what's called slow-wave sleep, it can cut your error rate by 4%. Now that's not much, but researchers say if you're a surgeon, police officer, or truck driver, even that can save lives. Loneliness can make you more prone to cognitive decline. A new study in the journal JAMA Network Open finds that people who have someone they can count on to listen to them when they need to talk have brains that age much more slowly than those who have no one to talk to. Scientists say people in their 40s and 50s who have no one to talk with have brains that appear to be about 4 years older than people who have someone who will listen to them. A key to an easier adolescence may be a teen's relationship with dad. A study in the Journal of Family Psychology finds that a close, supportive relationship with parents helps teens above all else in navigating their lives. And that bond with fathers is more important than previously imagined. A close relationship with moms is normal, researchers say, but not always with dads. When teens have one, it makes a huge difference. And finally, social media sites like Facebook and Twitter claim they're providing a neutral platform for conversations that would otherwise happen elsewhere. But a study in the journal Science Advances shows those platforms alter conversations by encouraging outrage. Scientists say anger is rewarded with more likes and shares, so over time, people are likely to ramp up angry posts. And that's Medical Notes this week.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.